This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
So we got this question the other day from a guy named John Cox, just a loyal Marketplace listener like yourself. He listens to the show on WPNE in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Those big silver ice boxes that we see outside of gas stations and sometimes in grocery stores all over the country, where do they come from? What's the deal? They seem to be everywhere.
So today on our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder.
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
The business behind those boxes of ice. KNPR's John Sepulveda reports from Las Vegas, and he says it all starts with one guy.
Hey, can I get some old-timey music right here? Okay, thank you. I'm about to take you back to the 1800s to meet this guy named Frederick Tudor.
Frederick Tudor was the ice king of New England in the early 19th century.
That's Jonathan Reese. He's a history professor at Colorado State University Pueblo, and he wrote a book called Refrigeration Nation. He says in the early 1800s, Tudor had a crazy idea.
He's the guy who came up with the idea of cutting ice off New England lakes, packing it on ships, and sending as far away as India. Turns out, if you did that, you could still keep 50 to 75% of the ice you packed there.
Tudor knew how to move ice. He shipped some 200 tons of ice overseas, but it was his U.S. push that would ultimately pay off. He traveled the country getting folks to try ice and convincing bartenders and shop owners how good it would be for their businesses.
He was very successful and started an entire new industry and got Americans really hooked on ice.
And here's the part about the boxes. People had to find a way to make it last, or really, they're just investing in puddles of water, right? So there was a box with a little insulation, a little ventilation, and a drain. And these boxes were, of course, put outside, which is what...
Most ice boxes are actually kept in the basement.
Wait, what?
And at least in the early days, 1840s, 1850s. But when you got to about the 1890s, particularly the high-end ice boxes are more effective. They're made of porcelain, and you can bring those up to the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, up to the kitchen. That's what I was going to say, because households kept their boxes inside, but walk-up ice vendors kept their operations outside. That's because by the 1900s, vendors kept food on ice as well. And if that box happened to melt, things got really gross.
It does stink sometimes.
Reese says these ice boxes helped Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Florida attract people around the turn of the century.
Nevada, to the gold rushes of 49, was a state of extreme horror. It was a hot, pale piece of an unearthly blot on the surface of the universe. And where none, by choice, should ever tread.
And they even spawned other businesses, like 7-Eleven. That store started out as an ice box in Texas in the early 1900s, run by a guy who worked for an ice company. Funny enough, in Las Vegas, most 7-Elevens don't have ice boxes outside. Their rival, though, Circle K, does. I went to get some ice at a Circle K down the street from where I live. It was a windy day, and I walked up to the box, and I swung it open. I opened the box's locks. This is not convenient. So I go in, talk to the clerk, a woman named Patty Clifton, and she takes me to the back cooler where the ice is kept and tells me ice is in big demand here in the desert. They lock them up to prevent theft.
That's people coming in here all the time, stealing whatever they want. And ice, I mean, it's middle of the summertime. They want ice. They're going to take ice.
Clifton says it's insane, those are her words, that they sell ice in the first place. It's just water, she says. These days, refrigeration has replaced pickaxes, and the average American buys just 4 bags of ice a year, almost all of it between Memorial Day and Labor Day. But there are still big bucks to be had from businesses. Kent Johns owns a Las Vegas bar called Atomic Liquors. He says every now and then his ice machine goes on the fritz, and when it does, he counts on those big white boxes.
You know, we have to get, I mean, like 30, 40 bags to accommodate the type of business we do down here at the Atomic.
Sales like this add up to an industry that nets nearly $2.5 billion in ice sales a year. And when you think of it, that's a lot of product to leave out in front of a gas station. I'm John Sepulveda for Marketplace.
We want to know what you've always wondered about the world of business and commerce. Go to marketplace.org and click on I've Always Wondered to ask your own question.